welcome to the ETF of the week on Money Life. That means Tom Lydon is here. He, of course, is editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that can give you, well, Tom's picks and what looks good to him, but also soup to nuts on everything happening in the ETF space. And that is one of the most active spaces in the investment world, whether it's new ETFs and new ideas, established things, how things are changing, and much, much more. You can basically learn about anything you want on ETFs from ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider S&P Biotech ETF, ticker symbol XBI.
Wow. You know, normally we have these long, expansive titles for the ETFs because we're looking at something different, etc. Today, right in the wheelhouse, as basic as it gets, the Spider S&P Biotech. That's XBI. Well, biotech stocks, really interesting play for a lot of people, but for you to be looking at something biotech, it means you've got to see something in that long-term trend. This has got to be, at least I'm expecting you to say, this has got to be classic long-term, here's why we trade trends. Am I right?
Well, it is. It's you know, not only above its 200-day average, this ETF, but also above its 50-day average. So both short-term and longer-term trends are clearly in place. Now, there are also some fundamentals that are going on here, too. There's been obviously a lot of discussion about Trump's healthcare plan, a little bit concerned by some over the biotech industry. However, it's not slowing down. When you think about Trump and his administration, he really is pro-growth. So these types of companies that are really going to be under the scrutiny of regulation probably can take a little bit of a deeper breath of relief as far as going forward, and there's going to be continued motivation for better drugs out there, better biotechnology out there. And it's not that these stocks are expensive. The P/E ratio on the stocks within this ETF, about 19, where the S&P is about 20. So actually a little bit less than the S&P 500 from a pricing standpoint. So that's another good thing. Biotech is kind of like technology. It's one of those areas that we know for an extended period of time, Chuck, is probably going to have pretty good growth. And if it does have corrections or if the trends change and you're following the 200-day average, well, all you do is simply sell and move that to the money market fund. So a lot more investors who are becoming more comfortable with ETFs and the fact that these tools are sliced into thinner and thinner areas of the marketplace. But if you pick out an area where the fundamentals are in place and the trend is in place, you really do have opportunities to, you know, make some decent money.
I've got to ask a question that I don't really ask very often, because we always talk about finding the trend with you and looking for the trend, et cetera, and it's a huge part of what you do. This is a case where I know, because of the experts at Raging Bull who I work with, et cetera, there was a lot of interest in the XBI, specifically around the period a week and a half ago or so when the Republicans, the Senate Republicans, were releasing their draft of what to do to replace Obamacare. I'm curious, because you are a trend follower, do you want to look at those kinds of events and say, let me factor them in? Or do you want to kind of wait, as we have here, to say, hold it, the trend is not what happens when that extraneous event occurs. It's that longer term view.
Great question. So a couple things. First of all, most investors should be long term asset allocator, buy and hold investors, rebalance annually. Because if you feel that you're just a good market timer, because of the research that you do or the feeling in your gut, you know, we know, Chuck, that that is just a losing proposition. However, if you want to follow trends, and there are a lot of different trends that can be followed with ETFs these days, it's a great opportunity, but you have to have the discipline to not only monitor it on a regular basis, but when it says buy, you have to buy, and when it goes below its average, you have to sell. And you can't not follow that over an extended period of time, or say, sometimes I'm going to follow the trends and sometimes I'm not. Because inevitably, when you follow the trends, that's going to be the time when there's a whipsaw And when you don't follow the trend, you're going to miss out on a long-term uptrend. So those are really key points. But your final point is there's a lot of things going on in the administration now. There's a lot of fundamental news that's happening. I think it's going to affect the market this way. It doesn't always mean that that's the case. So I'd much rather look at the price and the trend on that price rather than go by the fundamentals, because the fundamentals, in many cases, can be wrong, like we've seen recently.
200-day moving average play, straight up. If it goes under, you're out, correct?
That's it. And you have to, as we talk about trends, determine which sectors or which asset classes you're going to follow with trend following over an extended period of time. If you start jumping around among sectors or jumping around among asset classes or jumping around globally, you're kind of in the hands of the gods, because probably when you leave some area or trend following system that you're following on biotech and you move over to robo technology, it's probably the worst time to do it, because I know for me, I'm just the worst at luck. So I need to stick to something for a very, very long period of time.
Well, now we've got an understanding of how it works, and we understand why it's the XBI, the Spider S&P Biotech ETF, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck. Take care.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. That's your website. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom personally is on Twitter, but he's also tweeting mostly about business at Tom Lydon. All right, this was a great way to start the Thursday, July the 6th edition of Money Life, but a good start requires good follow-up. I think we've got it, but I'll let you judge for yourself. All you have to do, stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.